This is Scott Beck with the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. This is the podcast for entrepreneurs, founders, CEOs of private equity and venture capital funded companies. Matt, we're with Matt Wolf today. Matt is one of the senior leaders at RSM, brilliant, brilliant thinker on what he sees out there in the business world and the healthcare world. RSM's probably the leading firm in the world in middle market quality of earnings for private equity funds, just a brilliant firm. Matt, tell us a little bit about what are you watching currently in terms of trends of PE deal activity, investment activity? What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Scott. We've really been looking a lot at the debt markets and what the kind of financing environment looks like, particularly for middle market and private equity. Bloomberg posted today kind of a great story on the debt overhang in gigantic kind of public deals, billions of dollars of debt that banks are unable to sell in the secondary market to investors. And, you know, we're seeing some of the same signs in sort of, or at least similar symptoms, I guess, in the middle market financing. And it is affecting deal flow, at least in, you know, some sectors more than others, but it is having an effect. I know you and I, Scott, have talked off and on, probably last time was 6 or 8 months ago, maybe, just about, you know, interest rates increasing, what might that mean for financing in the middle market? And we both kind of agreed, yeah, you know, this was before the Fed started really raising rates. We said, well, eventually they're going to come back from zero, but if we see a couple hundred basis points in the Fed funds rate, you know, it's not really going to change too much in the deal environment, but we're kind of beyond that point now, right? I mean, we've seen now, corporate high yield debt, about 29% of total outstanding corporate high yield debt, according to Bloomberg, is above a 10% yield right now. And obviously, as you get kind of smaller in the middle market space, those required yields to attract investment increase, and we've seen deal flow come down for a lot of reasons, but this is definitely one of them, and that's something we're watching and analyzing as we try to help our clients think about how to move forward and make decisions in this uncertain environment.
Right, that 10% plus number is a big number, and really starts to paint a picture of the yield that people need to invest in some of the private market deals as a lender, as a private credit versus as an investor, because those are big yields, particularly if the IRR on a typical PE deal might be a 30%, you start to get the debt side at 12-13%. It has a big impact on deals and on the sustainability of deals and the margins too, as the debt becomes a bigger picture of that puzzle. You know, the other thing I've seen recently is, to the point of the debt markets freezing up or getting repriced at higher yields, we've recently seen private equity funds anxious to get deals closed, even if multiples negotiated a couple months ago before the market had fallen out some, because they don't want to lose the financing that's in place. I mean, all of a sudden you're seeing that sort of very interesting conundrum of, we don't necessarily love the deal pricing, but we certainly want to get this closed. Well, our debt is still good. Well, our debt's still in place. Are you seeing some of that? And what's your observations there?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to quantify exactly how much of that is going on, but I can tell you anecdotally that it absolutely is happening. Right, get the deals done while the terms are still you know, fresh before they expire. Right, just as you said, it's just difficult to quantify how much of that is going on. I would say it's probably varies by sector too, right? Since different sectors are dealing with the uncertainty that's going on right now differently and have different options available to them. The other point I would make too is, you know, in this environment, a lot of people are quick to make comparisons to the global financial crisis and what was going on with yields and returns there. And that's natural. That's what human beings do, right? We make analogies to things we've experienced in the past, but this is fundamentally different than that environment, right? There, right now, there is no problem really with liquidity. The plumbing of the financial system, at least in the U.S., is working fine. Not like it was during the global financial crisis. So yes, yields are coming up and we're seeing deal activity slow, but it's really more of a function of investors and credit analysts sharpening their pencils than it is anything sort of systemic about the underlying plumbing of the financial system.
Yes, and what's fascinating about that is, you know, you and I saw an article this morning in Bloomberg that big banks might take $30 billion in write-offs or something like that, just the $30 billion risk, which just starts to be real, real money for the big banks. And we've also been following the Credit Suisse situation. And let's hope that you're correct, that there's not fundamental problems with the plumbing, although see, the Credit Suisse thing is based on credit default swaps. And I have no idea whether you're allowed to talk about that or not, whether the client of RSMs or not, so I won't ask you to. But there are some inklings of potential trouble, and let's hope they don't become more significant.
Amen.
Anyways, Matt, as always, I want to thank you for joining us. We're both seeing this very fascinating situation of sellers wanting to close while the deal is still there that they wrote a couple months ago. Buyers often wanting to close while their financing is still good, and then hoping that neither gets, that the buyer and the lender don't get stuck with a deal that's way overpriced that they can't ultimately turn into a very profitable investment. So what a fascinating situation. And a fascinating stat on some of those 10% plus yields. It's you know, it's amazing about the human mind is you immediately go towards, well, where can I find those 10% yields? Not immediately calculating, oh, there's some risk to those yields. That's why they're 10%. But thank you for, it literally is fascinating how the human mind works. Thank you for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Always a great pleasure to speak to you and RSM. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Scott.